We're doing Jewish history, and we were at the year 2003-14, and we had learned about the wars of Tzfo ben Eliphaz, and we had learned how the tribes of Africa had come to attack the people of Kittim, and Tzfo led them to battle and was victorious, and that's when they appointed him as king, and he went and conquered many territories. And his kingdom became well established. They built him a huge palace. They gave him a great throne. And he became king over large areas of Africa. And his kingdom extended to Italy. And he was king for 50 years. Tzfo, the son of Eliphaz, who was the general who led the war against Yosef. And then he was freed from jail by Pharaoh when Yosef died. And then he went and tried to lead wars against Israel in Egypt, but ultimately he became this big king out in Africa. Now he is the first to use Bilam as an advisor. And now we quickly run through the passing of the tribes. Reuven passes away 3 years later in the year 2003-17. He's 125 years old. The next year, Dan passes away. We've been in Egypt for 80 years. Dan is 124 years. He's buried in Eshta'ol. And at that day, in that year, also Husham, the king of Edom, passed away, and his son Hadad took over, Hadad ben Bedad. The next year, 2003-19, Yisachar passes away. He's 122 years old, and he's buried all the way in the north in Sidon. The next year, Asher passes away, and he's 123 years old, and he's buried in Kadesh. The next year, Gad passes away at 125 years old, and he's buried on the eastern side of the Jordan. He writes over here, Biromi. I don't know what he means by that. Was God buried in Rome? What does he mean, Biromi? I don't know what he means by that. In the year 2003-22, we've been in Egypt 84 years. Hadad ben Bedad has been king for 50 years over the Edomite territory. And he gathers almost 500,000 soldiers. And he goes to war against Moab. And Moab sees they're going to lose. So they send word to the Midianites to come help them. And they go to war. Now, during this war, the Moabites see that they're losing. Thousands of people are getting killed. So the Moabites decide they're running away. So they leave the Midianites alone to fight off Hadad ben Bedad. Now, Hadad ben Bedad wasn't even interested in fighting the Midianites. The Midianites came because the Moabites asked them to come. So the Midianites didn't realize what was happening during the war, but they lost all their soldiers. They lost their army completely. So Moab escaped with an army because they retreated and they left the Midianites to get killed. And the Midianites back in Midian heard what happened, and from that day onward we start seeing great enmity between the Midianites and the Moabites, to the point where the leaders of Midian went and gathered all the tribes, the descendants of Avraham Avinu, all their cousins, the nomadic tribes, and they said, look at what the Moabites did to us, let's go destroy them. So they gathered, you had a gathering of all the different nomadic tribes to attack the Moabites, and the Moabites saw they wouldn't last, so they sent word to Hadad ben Bedad, and Hadad came with his army, and he again fought the Midianites and their cousins and all the tribes of the east, and they were defeated by Hadad ben Bedad. But from that day onward, and we'll see it throughout history, there's great enmity between the Moabites and the Midianites, to the point where if a Moabite would meet someone and hear he was a Midianite, he'd kill him on the spot. They didn't ask any questions. And that's in the year 2003-22. 2 years later, Yehuda passes away at the age of 129. His children held on to his body, and he was buried in the city Babai, opposite Beit Lechem. And then we have Naphtali passing away at the age of 132. He was also buried in Kedesh. And that brings us to the year 2003-29.